Okay, here we are. We're in sieve test.
The first sieve.
Please, right here. Family sits close.
That's right. Die Spruche.
That's right. So we're in sieve test. Sieve test, we're talking about covering the challah. We'll read you, yeah? So let's just have some fun for a second. Take a quick survey. Quick survey. How many people, when you walk in the door, how many people have the challah? Okay, this is assuming your table is set, which most people are not, right? So it could be this whole survey is pointless. But in the event, that random week that the table is set, right? And the malachim are so proud, and they are giving you brachas, yeah? Now, is the challah on the table? No. Yes. No.
Yes and no.
Yes, oh wow, a real politician.
No, one challah is there and we forget to put the oven there later on.
It's getting warmed. It's in the oven?
It's on the counter.
Wait, and when you make kiddush, yes. You bring in the second one? That's what I want to know.
We don't think about it that much. I'm serious.
Good. This is what I want. I want the real truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Sometimes we forget, so I just put...
Do you make kiddush with the one challah underneath?
No, never.
So I want to know, when you make kiddush, give me the snapshot.
Right, make kiddush, the two challahs are under the cover.
So you bring in the challah from the kitchen?
Either they're both there, or one is there and one is in the kitchen. And we don't think about it too much, we just know, but by the time I do kiddush, I want to have kiddush with two challahs under the cover.
Great. So you bring it in. You bring it in before kiddush, okay? No. Yes. It's set. Wow.
But he's kabbal. You can't go by.
Usually it's there. Usually there's a bag of rolls under.
Okay, fine. Great. So, now let's get to Shulchan Aruch. Now we're all, this is a confession session. We all have let it out.
It would probably be better if it wasn't there.
We're going to get to it. The Vilna Gaon, who you may not be so fond of, says like that. Yeah? Amazing.
Why would I be fond of
it? Different discussion. Sunday nights, we're going to get there.
He could be Mashiach. Why wouldn't I be fond?
Let's go. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes. Tzarech Shetia. Mapa al Hashulchan tachas apas umapa acheres prusa al gabov. Okay,
so we want to have tachas apas.
Yeah, so we need to make sure to have one under and then one above. Now that one under, yeah, it's the tablecloth.
Maybe the challah board.
Maybe the challah board. Okay. So the Shmir Shabbos says there's a chumrah. There are those that are machmir. Shmir Shabbos in Perek Mem Zayin goes and says a chumrah that there are those who put a separate covering, a separate tablecloth on top of the tablecloth underneath the challah. So it should be fully enveloped by two special coverings. Okay, this is definitely a chumrah, and from the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch and the
board, would the board be considered?
You always have the tablecloth, right? Because in Siman Reish Samach Beis, Shulchan Aruch told you to cover your tables. L'chvoy Shabbos. So now, yeah. Now, there's a shaila in the poiskim, is that every single tabletop in your home? But definitely the table that you eat on is usually covered. That is the minug of Klal Yisrael. It's covered with a tablecloth. So, we don't even need to answer, is the board considered part of your covering? Because definitely the pashas of Shulchan Aruch is that the bottom tablecloth is going to suffice.
Isn't there also some sort of thing that you need to go white? It should be a white table.
We're going
to
get there. We're going to get there. Okay. This is there's a bare moisha, the Dembertzin Eruv, yeah? The Rav of Dembertzin, who talks about that, which should be white, the Eli Rabbi already mentions it. It's definitely a Maila. We're going to get to see one of the reasons why, okay? Now, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give you any reasons. The tour already starts giving you reasons. Now, it's not fair, because the tour goes in and sources each of his reasons, and two of them don't exist. Right, just for fun. Right, the Torah goes and says, first of all, what does he quote? The Torah goes and quotes a Yerushalmi. There are three separate reasons as to why we need to cover the challah. Okay, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Amud Beis goes and says that we make sure that the bread is not going to be present. That's the given. The given is the bottom line. The bread is not present, and we then make kiddush. That's all the Gemara tells us. We don't know anything beyond that. Now, Tosis goes and asks, hey, what about the two malachim, the Gemara and Shabbos? The malachim come in, right? You say, Shalom Aleichem. They don't say anything back, or you just can't hear. And then they see if the table's set and they get all excited, they give you brachas, but the table has to be set. So how could you leave your challahs not there? And the Gemara says that you're making kiddush without challah, it should be there. So Tosfos goes and says, no. It's they used to have these tiny little tables. Everyone got their personalized tables. They used to lean back then also, a whole different experience. And they had these tiny tables, and everyone's tables were set in the side room. It was probably a studio apartment in the corner of the room. And then they would bring them over. The meal would begin, and here you go. Here's your table. Everyone got their own personal table. So that's the difference. But now that we have big tables, and we don't, you know, they're not so mobile, so therefore we cover it. Okay. Now, what's the reason? Why do we need to cover it? Three separate reasons.
Wait, you said half-sick.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a half-sick. It would be a half-sick.
And tircha.
Correct. Well, I don't want to get into tircha. And if you look in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, it talks about being mefane your oitzer. It's an iser tircha on Shabbos. Yeah? So if it's too strenuous of work, you then run into a potential shaila. Nobody knows this. There are points given shilam again. How do you remember? You know what's considered a tircha? Shoveling snow. Right? Shelling. It's simon shelling. You remember that for the rest of your life because it's so random. That's the trick, how you remember things. So they talk about it's a six pack of soda, a tircha. How about you bring folding chairs? Again.
You're so happy to do it.
That's bordering hashkafa. That's bordering hashkafa. We like to keep our emotions out when we get halachic. And we need to know, is it a tircha or not? Again? Davan HaMelech, yeah.
It's not tircha, that's a gemara.
It's a gemara. Yeah, it's l'shem mitzvah. Yeah, and you don't lose your eyesight. That's what you're referencing?
No, he's like...
Isn't that the context?
You
got it?
Not tircha, that's...
And you eat carrots?
No,
okay.
He's saying
we're going off topic.
The fact that you wrote your letter under the base medrash, the fact that you're doing it simply because of heter, but that's a heter for ritza, not necessarily for tircha.
For tircha. Correct. So, what are the three reasons? Yeah, let's go through. One of them is Tosfos goes and says over there, Zecher Laman. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? Hooji Booji, as they call it.
Okay.
The man was enveloped in this encasing, so we want to encase our man. So we have Lechem Mishnah, Zecher Laman, man, encasing, so we have it covered. Two sides. That's where the El Yeraba comes along and the Chumrah to have it white. Because the Pasuk says it was Dak, God Lavan, Dak Mechuspas, and it was Lavan. And it was unable to be seen, which we're going to get to soon. And then it would dissipate, this Tal would dissipate, and then you'd be able to see, voila, there's your Mun. So that's why there's a Chumrah to have it white. Again, the Heintige Poiskim, the modern day Poiskim saying, that is a very nice Indian, but definitely not the prevalent Minog. And if one wishes to, he should. He should have a white tablecloth, specifically see to it to have it white. But again, many...
White tablecloth or white towel cover?
It would be both, right? And now again,
possible to get a shell now.
Right. And are you having plastic? Right, we're not going to get into it, right? So, how many people have a pure white challah cover? Wow, I am shocked. I was not ready for that.
Not
okay.
I'll look.
And in 2 years...
My wife picked it. That's what I heard.
Right.
But
and
I
in
rarely
3 years,
use it because I don't have the challah on the table by Kiddush. So I really...
Ooh, we're going to get there. So, okay, we're going to run out of time. We're having too much fun.
And what
so
about
now,
the embarrassment?
So one reason is mun. A second reason is embarrassment. Okay, we don't want to embarrass it. Now, the embarrassment is predicated on Kedima and Brachas. So you'll see the place we refer to it as Kedima and Brachas because we need to know which bracha comes first, right? So in Siman Reish Yud Aleph in Hilchos Brachas, we know Hamaisi always comes first. Then we get Hagafen, then Mizanos, then, right? Hadama, then Ha'etz, then, right? So, and then Shaka works for everything. Everyone knows that part. But Kedima is a real thing. So now, being that, we should always be making a Hamaisi first. It's a slap in the face. You're going to go and just disregard it. And therefore, we cover it. Says the Torah, it's ki'ilu, it's not here. What does that even mean? Right? But again, this is a very sensitive piece of bread. Right? Because if there's even a slight hole, Yeshua's Chachma, brought down in the Kitzer, or brought down in the Mincha Shabbos. He quotes one of these not so well known Svarim. If there's a slight hole, he's still embarrassed. It.
Who had the clear?
Whatever.
Clear?
Yeah?
Clear?
Ah. So then they talk about what about a clear. Transparent, yeah.
A transparent covering.
Yeah, let's say you don't have a anything to cover it. So you happen to have a Ziploc bag. You cover it. You see it right there.
But there, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Says Rabbi Davis. No. What would you say? I want make it up.
Some of the heat from the box up.
Okay, good. Now I wasn't looking for that. So the answer is. So it goes, we're going to get back to the tamim, right? Is the tam because of mun?
It's a tam.
Wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Can I finish the third, and then we'll start getting fancy, yeah? The third tam is the lashon of the she'iltis. The she'iltis, who was from the goyim, Rabbi Choy Goyim. He goes and he writes, there's something called Yikra the Shabsa. As the onset of Shabbos comes in, we want to be mechabited. Now, as Shabbos comes in, we need to show that this meal is lichvoy Shabbos. So, we have bread that's specifically arranged, set up, and brought out, right? Either it's brought out or it's, you know, uncovered, lishem, covered Shabbos. Those are the three reasons why we cover our challah. Now, where the fun begins. So why would we give preference to challah over anything else? So challah is the most chashuv. Again, on the totem pole, it's the most chashuv. So they talk about, what about salads? Should you deliberately not bring out salads, or yes, bring out salads? So I don't know why. I don't have an answer to your question. The answer is I don't know. But they seemingly, let's do the, you know, the... Right, when you're learning a sugya, whenever the Magid Shir says vice dice, so it's just basically deducing without having an explanation why that this is must be the given. So clearly it's specifically by pass. The question is why. I don't know why. Yeah.
It's that we want it to be ready to be eaten, or we don't want it to be there at all.
So it's not clear, because if you take the Gemara and Shabbos at face value, we want the table to be fully set. What's the standard? What's the threshold that the Malachim have? They want it to be Aruch. They want it to be set. So it should be fully set.
Why can't, I know this wasn't a given at all, but why can't you set the table fully set and just make Kiddush in a different room?
Kiddush Makom Sudah.
Yeah.
We're going to get there. It's going to be Reish Ayin Gimel. We're about to get there. Again, if you could see it. So then it gets into, like, how far does the site go? How far does the challah see? Right? How good is the prescription? These things are getting, like, wild very fast about how much...
Shouldn't you want more to take the table? You should want the sound.
So if you take the Gemara and Shabbos to have it Aruch, right? So you should want it to be there. The question is, this covered Shabbos, what does it demand? What does it warrant? That's really what he's asking. So the Gra goes and says, deliberately don't bring out the challah. The question is, why? Why? Again, but that's not Shabbos, that's not so bakavadik if, hey, I didn't even prepare for you.
Yeah, but you have...
Where's the covered Shabbos in that? And that's covered Shabbos, so then bring it out. So that, I was going to bring that up. I thought we'd have more time to go through in more detail. In Yikra the Shabsa, that's one of the issues I've had, and I don't have a clear Hagdara, clear gether, because what does that mean? Why does that result and it has to deliberately be on the table? If Kavan Shabbos means that I'm ready to go, can I theoretically be ready to go in the kitchen and then bring it out? Meaning, you know, in the simplest mushal form, we want it to be that, you know, that hors d'oeuvres, voila, the big, yeah? So we want it to be like that. Like Shabbos comes in and here you go, Shabbos Malkasa. That's Kavan Shabbos. So now, why can't that be fulfilled if it's sitting in the kitchen? Why does that have to result and put it on the table to thereby cover it?
No, fairly.
What?
That's b'di'evin.
Because the malachim.
That's b'di'evin.
Why?
It's loy yarach, whatever. if you lo yehavi ashulchan imhavi peres ma'apamakadosh.
No, but that's in their times. In our times, we are in a lechatchila. Our shulchanos are bigger, so now we are lechatchila. So now we have then turned in the whole she'iltas into b'di'evit in our lechatchila.
That's the theory of the going would learn.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, this is getting very... Okay, so now we have three reasons, and now the nafkaminas begin, all the differences based on the reasonings. Yeah? What about Shabbos Day?
They're already invited.
Oh, so if it's covered Shabbos, she's here. So.
Right. Are there
malachim
on Shabbos?
What? They don't escort you home. Do they sleep over? I don't know. I don't know. What? So some people don't say Seisam Shalom. You say Seisam Shalom? Do you say Barchuni? You say both. You say all four.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people don't say Seisam because they want them to stick around. But yeah, most people in Klal Yisrael say Seisam. But yeah, so that seemingly they would leave. That's a fair raya. So the malachim aren't around, and she's already here.
What?
Why not? Who wrote the piyut? I don't either. So now, moving on. So what do we have left? Mun. So if you go with mun, so then that would demand what? And busha.
Yeah.
So the Prima Gadim says something odd. The Prima Gadim writes that mun is only for you don't need to do it for so long. It could be, you could fulfill that quota of time in an even temporarily short period of time. So now, what does that mean? So one nafkamina is going to be Shabbos Day. So according to Shabbos Day, so mun, okay, seemingly it's fair to extend it to Shabbos Day, and busha, it's the same slap in the face. If you're going to go and, you know, make a bracha on the grape juice before the challah, it's the same slap.
What about shal shudas?
Shal shudas is another one. So shal shudas.
You have mun just like you have lechem mishnah.
Good. But we don't have the busha.
Unless you voluntarily drink wine.
So, okay, I'm sorry. We're going to let the Olam lead this year for today, because that brings us right into an Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah? This was like a setup. The Aruch HaShulchan goes and says something fascinating. What we're going to go through, and everyone now can find, now you're equipped, you can go and find all the differences and all the nafkaminas based on the three reasons. Yeah? There's a bunch more. There's no shortage. Again? Make Kiddush on Challah. Let's say you make Kiddush on Challah, so then you don't have the embarrassment part. Because I'm making the Kiddush on the Challah. That's only by Friday night. Right? Because Shabbos Day, we don't make Kiddush on Challah.
But that's B'di'evet.
Right, that is B'di'evet. But in that B'di'evet, do I need to cover the Challah? Exactly, that's the question. Wait, one more. I wanna just cover a few more things. So then, another question is, also, when do you need to cover it until? Meaning, let's walk you through it. You go and you make Kiddush. Then Kiddush is finished. Can you unveil
the...
So if it's because of busha, so you now have taken care of the busha, now it can be revealed. If it's because of mun, when should mun be?
You're in the middle of Kiddush.
Why?
In the middle of Kiddush, after the break off, and before you even make the Kiddush.
In theory, but the Prima Gadim writes after Kiddush. After Kiddush, you can go and reveal it, and then he brings some Chayadam, which is not clear. Shmuel Kamenetsky is very bothered by it as well, that what's the Raya from the Chayadam? If you look in the Chayadam's actual wording, it's very not clear, and he just pulls one of those vice-eyes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understood the Chayadam. That was for you. Now, so where does that leave us? Do you have to go and keep it covered till Hamotzi? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to. Fine? That's, if you want to know, where is it sourced? Reish Ayin Aleph Siftes. It's right here. You want to know, like, where does it even come from? Right here. So now, this is where it gets a little fun. Because, first of all, the Rav Scheinberg writes something very practical. How do you understand this busha? We're going to do two more points.
Right. It's an these are inanimate objects.
Yes, inanimate objects. And then we're literally bending over backwards, trying to be so careful with their feelings, right? You know, these people who are on the fringes, that's where they're heading. We're going to start caring about this table. Extremely. We can't insult the table. We're insulting a piece of bread. So what is this? So Rav Scheinberg writes something, and it really will help us in practical halacha, because it's going to make a difference when it comes to if it's transparent or something of the sort. He writes like this. He says it's very practical. Inyan shelo yira pas boshno, haynu shachisaron banu. It's a chisaron in us. We are slapping him. It's not a matter of, you know, trying to ensure that the bread doesn't get hurt. The pas itself, there's no embarrassment. Says Rav Scheinberg, he's an inanimate object. Yeah, he has no feelings. So when the Rishonim talk like this, that he sees, and that's where they go and extend it. He would be Mekel in the transparent, right? Because it's covered. We have done ours. So, but he could see through it, you know, like by covering mezuzah, right? Or making a bracha, if there's, you could still see something that's erev or tzoya, or it has to be actually covered. So here, it's a pegam b'cheftza shel mitzvah. Because we're going and doing something first. So now I want to share that with you. That's one thing. I'm sorry. Well, can we talk? Can we talk right after?
Exactly.
What?
It's for your ego, for how you interact with people.
The ball's in your court for you to be mechabi the mitzvah.
That's why it should be something that's not posted, something that's not secret.
Not necessarily. I did mine. I showed my covet. Who said that covet has to result in being not see-through?
I heard about me, though.
It could be me, though, and still be see-through.
So then you did something. You put
a
cover on.
You did yours. You don't like it. That's fair. We're going to argue about it. I just want to do one more thing, yeah? Last thing. So now, this is where it gets exciting. So now you have three reasons, and are they all created equal? Do we have to go, and every time we have to reckon with all three, and now every scenario be like, okay, this one, right? So the Piskei Teshuva says it well. He just writes, like, you should really, you know, try to cover your back on all the reasons. Because you're always going to get hit with one, generally speaking. Shal Shudis, he says the minig's not to. Right, but if it's mun, why isn't there mun by Shal Shudis?
Like a Mishnah. We do like a Mishnah by.
Who said they're connected? The Lechem Mishnah results in the mun?
Yes,
yeah, it actually is. That's why the Zeikel Mun. Fair? Good question. Last point. I just want to share with you one last thing. The Aruch HaShulchan goes and writes in Reish Tzadi Tes. In Reish Tzadi Tes, he goes and says as follows. That, let's say you want to have a Suda Matzi Shabbos right away, right after Abdullah. Are you allowed to? So he goes and he writes that, would you have to cover the bread before Havdalah? You ever thought of that? You want to make Havdalah right away. May you. But it's going to be the same slap in the face. I'm going to go wash.
Can't make Havdalah.
What? No. I want to make Malava Malka right after Havdalah.
You can't make Havdalah.
What?
You have to make Havdalah.
I have to make Havdalah first. But the bread's right here.
So what's the reason of the Boishas? That Al Birchsanen, or else the fact that you're not being
Birchsanen?
I thought it was
Al Birchsanen. It's Kedima and Brachas. That's not why the question now is a valid question. No, it's not because Kiddush. It's because of Kedima, Reishud Aleph. I want to finish because we cannot go into Meir. So, like this. We're going to talk right afterwards. He says that the main reason is because of Busha. Who told him? The Aruch HaShulchan did. So he says the main reason is because of Busha, and that's why you would have the same Busha, and you, in theory, should cover it. Even though, Matzi Shabbos, you're not going to have the other two reasons necessarily, but Busha is the main one, and that would still apply. That's the Aruch HaShulchan.